It's a help that people are being taken off these boats, landed and put into reception centres where their needs are taken care of. And that's vital, because if you remember the extreme difficult situations that we've been seeing over the last weeks, people dying on these boats, real desperation on the seas in the Bay of Bengal, Southeast Asia. So it is certainly helpful from a life-saving perspective. But clearly there are real problems. It's not... We're still not at a point where in this region we have longer-term solutions for this situation. There's still a push factor with the situation in Western Rakhine State. People are also leaving from Bangladesh and the Bay of Bengal. There's still very active trafficking networks. There still aren't proper longer-term solutions for people once they arrive. And we've got this desperate situation of still having to get people off of boats and onto land.
You've still got 2,000 people?
There's still at least 2,000 people in the Bay of Bengal, off the coast of Bangladesh, Myanmar, and then another 1,500 or so people estimated at sea further down to the southeast.
These people are dying as we speak?
We have seen reports of people dying. We know people have been in extremely difficult circumstances on these boats. There's lots of reports of abuse, lives being lost. So it's a super urgent situation. We get people onto land so that help can be brought to them. And for those who have asylum claims or needs for international protection, that those can be properly looked at, because countries too want to know who are refugees, who aren't.
Were you encouraged by the Joint Minister's statement a couple of days ago about giving humanitarian aid to those stranded at sea? Does that, in a sense, go some way to addressing their needs, and how much further do we need to go?
Well, certainly it's a very, very crucial first step, but there's clearly more has to come. We are globally in a huge forced displacement crisis, more than 50 million people on the move, fleeing wars, fleeing persecution. A symptom of that, if you like, is what's happening at sea in the Mediterranean, Gulf of Aden, and now so visibly in Southeast Asia too. So there has to be answers to dealing with that. We have to find ways to deal with people who have international protection needs. We have to look at the root causes. There's a lot of work ahead of us to be done in finding the answers to this. And for that reason, UNHCR itself is stepping up its efforts, its own efforts in that region, to see how we can move these things successfully forward. But fundamentally, what's very clear is that the go-alone approach simply doesn't work. Countries have to work together to address this. You have to work with the needs of people who have asylum needs. You also have to look at the source situation, and you have to find a long-term solution for that. And that requires political steps too. So a great deal of work lies ahead.